Lindholm Roofing has appointments available now to provide you a complete roofing, siding, gutter, and tuck pointing inspection. Call 773-283-7675 or lindholmroofing.com. Tell them that Lou sent you. Lindholm Roofing, their family has your family covered.
I was having a conversation with Jamal Cole, and I told him his name came up at an event that Howard Tolman invited to me. It invited me to, was that last Wednesday or Tuesday, Howard? I can't remember now.
The days and the nights are just all a blur.
Good. It's not just me. And he talked about Lou. And yes, Howard has an article on Inc.com today, and it's a good one. It's titled The 60-40 Restaurant Rule is Breaking, and it's not because the food got worse. I suggest you read it. But I wanted to pick your brain about the cultural stadium, the presentation that I witnessed last week. I am over the moon. I feel something great is happening in the city.
Well, I think that, it's a fabulous concept that, Lou Raisin really has been pursuing and doing research on for well over a year. And we've had, maybe 10 or 15 different organizational meetings with different groups and things like that, and some of the salons that you attended. But the idea is that, we have the central business district, and while some of it extends into each of the 77 neighborhoods, the central idea is to reinvigorate downtown and not to think of it as a physical, we're going to have another stadium for the Bears to play, but to think of it as a cultural stadium, which incorporates all of what's going on in downtown into this new plan to activate the river. There was this great idea of having farmers markets on barges that would go up and down the river, which, would be a fabulous extension of the Riverwalk, which was an amazing, thing that Rahm did. But everything, you saw some of the images, this idea of taking the tops of the garages and painting them with Trump Loy, images, so that people looking down from skyscrapers would see these things that look like, the one we saw was like a kid playing with toys on top of a garage. In other cities, they've connected the rooftops of various buildings with walkways and put gardens and amazing things so that you can move, all around downtown. These buildings have amazing, sort of histories. And the last thing you want to do is bulldoze them. It just doesn't make sense. It's costly and it doesn't work. The other thing that we didn't really mention, but that's so critical, is I think the number is something like 40,000 students live within walking distance of, LaSalle Street in all the different dorms from all the different schools. And, to activate them and make the downtown come alive is all part of this. So activating the alleys.
Alleys. That's what got to me. Yeah. Creating something out of some of the dark alleys in Chicago that bring people in to witness art in person.
And by the way, there's two levels of Lower Wacker, which frankly, everybody is freaked out about.
It's nasty.
But with proper lighting, those could be, concert venues. They could be small clubs, the Riverwalk has restaurants, sort of embedded in it. But, it's just an amazing thing. And, each of these projects is manageable in itself. But when you put them together, it's amazing. The theaters and the stuff that, every year in New York, they have the casts of all the plays come out and do, Broadway on Broadway. And we could do a similar thing in Chicago. And there's just a tremendous amount of opportunity. It really, takes sort of the ability of the alderman, the mayor, everybody in the city to really get together and commit to this. But I think that, it's well on its way. The Alley Project, I think the Poetry Foundation is going to sponsor some of the first alleys. We're just re-envisioning the alleys is fairly amazing.
Yeah, and the whole vision is amazing. And Lou Raisin, was he one of the dreamers, the thinkers about Millennium Park?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it's a long story, but to hear him tell it, he actually came up with that idea, gave it to Mayor Daley, presented it to Mayor Daley. They put it on a shelf for a couple of years. And then Mayor Daley one day said, I've got this great idea. I'm going to do Millennium Park. And the inspiration that sort of, you know, put it over the finish line was that Lou's proposal did not envision covering over the railroad tracks. Once you did that, you recapture this astonishing amount of space right in the heart of the city.
Okay, I've only got a minute left, so I want to tell my audience, Howard, I mean, people, this is a project that is in action, and imagine being among the first for the vision for Millennium Park and what it is now. So they're looking for movers and shakers, people who want to contribute money, people who want to contribute ideas or help bring this to life. So how can people who are listening do that?
Well, I think what we're going to do is send you a couple of links to put on your site.
Okay.
So all your listeners can just go there, and that'll take them to the Cultural Stadium website, also to some videos and some other opportunities. And then, you know, we're setting up sort of events and opportunities to get involved in areas that are, you know, of particular interest to any given person.
Okay.
So plenty of ways to get involved.
Wonderful. And when do we get to talk to your friend Rahm about his presidential run?
Well, you know, he's back in town. I think he was just at the Friends of Lurie benefit, you know, for the hospital there. And I think that, you know, he's, I mean, he's actively thinking about timing and things like that. I think a huge sort of, you know, watershed moment is going to be the midterms.
Okay.
And, you know, and we'll see.
All right. Howard, thanks for joining us.
Take care. Thanks, Lise.
Howard Tolman, you might want to give him a follow, and I will find those links and post them.